Back at the 2026 Classic of the Country, Jake Zano with you as we get set up for this huge matchup between Kettering Fairmont and the Prep National runner-up in 2025 Western Reserve Academy Pioneers. Stay tuned. It comes your way next here on WKLM.live.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
High school students, it's time. Buckeye Career Center's 2026-27 high school application is now available. If you're ready to explore hands-on learning, discover your future career path, or dive into a program you're passionate about, Buckeye Career Center is the place to start. And new this year, apply by January 16th to receive priority acceptance consideration. Submitting your application early gives you the best chance at securing your spot in the program you want. Don't wait. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to apply today.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg. Stop in to Rody's IGA for great specials all week long. Whether it's in their deli, meat, or produce departments, you'll find what you need with an outstanding selection and hometown service. For a fresh arrangement of flowers, check out the Posey Path Floral Shop. Then before you head out, sign up for a Rody's Rewards Card and get additional savings while you shop. That's Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
The other guy's insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
At Pomeroy Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year, Pomeroy brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeroy provider nearby. Visit PomeroyHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeroy Hospital, caring for our community's health. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Here we go.
And we are moving on to the next game here, the Classic in the Country. The Western Reserve Academy Pioneers out of Hudson and the Fairmont Firebirds as we get set for this one. Jake Seidel, Don Hall with you as we just got our fifth starter for the Pioneers. And we'll talk a little bit about this Pioneers team, the Western Reserve Academy Pioneers, an independent school out of, again, Hudson, Ohio. They are not a member of the OHSAA. They compete on a national level. This team was the 2025 National Prep runner-up. And in 2021, they made the National Prep Final Four for head coach Thomas Adams Wall in his 13th season with the Pioneers. And coach, not often do we get to see Western Reserve Academy down here in basketball.
No, not at all, because actually, if you look at their schedule, I mean, they are touring the United States, it looks like. You know, I know they do take care of a lot of the eastern side of the states, playing in down in D.C. and such, but, I mean, just we've heard about them, first time seeing them.
I know, we've seen them in soccer a few times around here, but basketball, like we said, coming off that 2025 national runner-up finish, and they're going to take on Kettering Fairmont and the Firebirds tonight. The Firebirds had themselves a heck of a game yesterday, and they're right back at it today.
I tell you, fun team to watch. They I think the front of their shirt says, like, Havoc. What's that say?
The Havoc mentality.
Havoc mentality, and they play that way. They're just everywhere. Seems like there's 10 girls on the floor at one time.
Well, we've got a good one between the Pioneers and the Firebirds, and it heads your way next here on WKLM.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Welcome back to the Reese Center. Jake Seidel, Don Hall with you. Bryce Haynes, our producer, who is not giving me enough credit for counting down from five right into us coming back. So I'm gonna toot my own horn on that one just a little bit because I'm a little proud of that. Let's meet the starting lineups for this matchup.
Thank you very much, Jake. For the visiting team on your scoreboard, your Western Reserve Academy Pioneers, led by head coach Thomas Adams Wall. This is how they will line up. Number two, a 5'7" senior guard, averaging 10.2 points a game and has committed to Mercer, Malia Lofton. Number three, a 6'3" sophomore, averaging 11.1 points a game, Tara Nockbar. Number 10, a 5'9" junior guard, Emery Davis. Number 25, a 6'3" senior wing, committed to Elon, Nora Fold. And rounding out your starting five, number 24, a 5'8" sophomore guard, Kobe Marsden. And for your home team tonight on the scoreboard, your Kettering Fairmont Firebirds, led by head coach Jeremy Finn. This is how they will line up. Number two, a 5'8" senior guard, Nico Conrad. Number five, a 5'8" senior guard, committed to Akron, Kayla Thornton. Number 10, a 5'9" sophomore guard, Janiyah Hargrave. Number 21, a 6-foot senior wing committed to Ohio Dominican University, Lena Busgard. And rounding out your starting five, number 23, a 5'8" junior guard, Peyton Adams.
This is going to be a fun one today, folks. Fairmont, a very good team. We know what this Fairmont team can do. We've seen them here at the Classic. We've seen them in other places around the state when we've been out and about. But this Western Reserve Academy, we know what they do nationally, but here in the stateside when they play more local competition, you're not always sure what to expect. It's kind of a different beast playing nationally as compared to playing in Ohio, but I have a feeling they might have a little more experience with the shot clock.
Yeah, and that's true. And that's one probably advantage that they have is that shot clock. But I'll tell you what, I think that what they're going to find out is this. Fairmont might be a little bit more structured than some of the teams that they play.
It's going to be Buscarn to jump against Nora Fold here to get us started. Western Reserve in the black uniforms. Fairmont in the white. The tip is up. It's won by the Pioneers as Malia Lofton will bring this one across the timeline, moving on the left wing side. Dishes it underneath for Emery Davis. Kicks it back outside for Lofton, who will nail a three.
Boy, it didn't take her long to get that up in the air. Good looking shot.
Well, we knew that wasn't going to take her long. She's averaging 16.2 a game. She crossed the timeline with the Firebirds now. Here's Cornett. Back up top, now finds Buscarn on the right side. She'll dribble out, kicking left wing side for Janaya Hargrave. Back on the near side for Adams. Hargrave, left wing, down in the quarter. Cornett for three, off the mark that time. Rebound tipped up in the air. It'll be an offensive board brought in by Thornton. She'll miss the putback and will go the other way with Lofton. Lofton, left wing, three again. She likes that spot, but missed it that time. An offensive rebound brought in by Nora Fold. It'll be knocked out of bounds, last touched by the Firebirds.
I'll tell you, it looks like Western Reserve Academy is going to push the ball and get that first open look.
7:09 to play quarter number one. They'll get the ball inbound, and now they go back underneath, putting it up through contact. No good was Davis on that one. We'll go back across the timeline. Driving in, putting it up through contact. No good, but a foul. That will send Janaya Hargrave to the line to shoot two. And call a foul on Nora Fold, her first, team's first.
Western Reserve foul number 25, Nora Fold.
Kind of what we were expecting, that up-tempo game so far in the first quarter.
Yeah, I've had my nose down on the paper for the first 2 minutes.
Hargrave misses the front end on that one. She'll get a second attempt. It's a ball for her second attempt. Puts it up, and she'll get that one. Doing something that I've noticed a lot more players doing in this year's Classic, and that's waiting in the back of the foul circle. That one is tipped. Ball's loose. It'll be taken away by Hargrave. She's underneath the basket. Puts it up. Misses the shot. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up again. Hargrave ties this game at three. Try to get back to my point here in just a moment, but she stands well behind the free throw line to receive that ball, then walks up to it, and I think that's something we've seen more players going to this year.
Yeah, a lot of them tend to do a little bit of a jump shot.
And there's a turnover. They tried to throw it back. Hargrave takes it, dishes underneath, and getting the rule there, that's Kayla Thornton. And the Firebirds have the lead. So across the timeline on the other side, here's a midway. Range jumper from Lofton, no good. It might have been tipped out of bounds, or tipped. The rebound will go out of bounds. The last touch by the Pioneers. It will be Firebirds basketball. Coach Adams Wall wants an explanation. I'm not sure he's a fan of the one he's getting from the official on the near side. Across the timeline comes Cornett, gets it underneath. No good, but a foul. As Lena Buscard got hacked on the arm going up.
Yeah, good job by Fairmont to get the ball into the middle against that zone. And I've always been taught every time you get the ball in the middle against the zone, it's broke.
It was Davis picking up her first, team second, and missing the front end of that one is Buscard. Second attempt tickles the twine. That makes it a three-point lead, 6-3 in favor of Fairmont. Now another steal. Cornett, no, she can't complete it. And she's going to have a nice little chat with Rick Ropeman over there going into the bleachers. Good to see Rick out here.
Yeah, it's always good to see Rick. He never misses a game over here.
Never misses a game. He's been a fixture at so many games around Wayne and Holmes counties for decades now, I will say. Now there is a turnover on the far side. Lofton couldn't hold on to it as she ends up going up the bleacher. She was going to say hi to Timmy Fiker sitting over there with the camera.
That's Western Reserve's second turnover so far today.
Cornette's across the timeline. We're going to move back on the left wing side for Hargrave. Back up top, Cornette. She tried to lob a pass underneath. It's intercepted. One on two the other way, and a foul called as Kobe Marzin was going to try to go to the line or go up. Gets fouled, and we'll see if they call this on the floor. They will.
Yeah, they did. That's not good foul. Good hustle back by Kettering Fairmont to stop that layup.
Players first, team start.
That'll be on Cornette after she gave up the turnover. Underneath, the shot is up, no good. Rebound. I think they're going to give a foul against the Firebirds again. On that shot was Nora Fold. They'll get Kayla Thornton on that foul, her first team second of the quarter.
This will be the first trip to the line for Western Reserve today.
Nora Fold shooting two. First attempt is up, back iron, and almost got the drop, but it hits off the front of the rim. Like we said, so far, fast-paced game, and the shot clock hasn't been a factor as of yet. Second attempt is up. She'll nail that one.
And I don't think it's going to be a factor at all today. For this game.
6-4 now. Firebird still in the lead. They'll get it on the left wing side for Hargrave. Back up top, Cornette now near side for Thornton. Thornton dribbles, picks up her dribble, trying to get through traffic. Goes to the hoop. Trying to get that Euro set. Misses her shot. Rebound was brought in underneath by Adams. Then she had it taken out of her hands. Left wing side, here's Lofton. She likes this left wing, but she wants to drive in this time. She'll lose the basketball. Here's Adams gonna send it forward. Thornton off the stretch pass, can't get the roll. Rebound brought in by Nockbar. Ball loose just across midcourt. And now we're gonna get a timeout as Nora Fold almost threw that one over, then realized she was right at midcourt.
Yeah, good timeout by coach.
We'll be back in 30 seconds here on WKLM.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
4:37 to play here, quarter number one. I will say 4:38. Bryce Haynes running our scoreboard today. Does a great job normally, just let an extra second slip off that time. Great to have our crew from Claxton Communications here. Owen Garibrandt is our videographer today as well. Kobe Marsden will inbound this one. Gets it across the timeline. Lofton getting a lob it underneath now. Trying to kick it out. And who else but Nico Cornette right in the middle there. Came in like a defensive back on a screen pass to take it away.
I'll tell you what, she's just been everywhere so far, and it's only been a halfway through the first quarter.
Nico Cornette going to give it up now back inside. Here's Hargrave, finds a teammate underneath, and he can give that one to Peyton Adams. She gets two. Had a chance to interview Cornette yesterday. She has that personality of, like, just knowing where to be every time. Lofton going to try another left wing three. No good. Rebound going to be Brown in underneath by Adams. Her three early on in this one has been the only field goal as Hargrave gets it off the dish underneath from Bailey, and that makes it 10-4.
I tell you, Fairmont's getting into the key. I mean, just at a regular basis against Western Reserve.
Back to the near side for Lofton, now into the corner. Here's Nockbar driving in, trying to get it underneath, and they're going to get Hargrave on the foul. A little too much pushing underneath against Nora Fold.
That's a good job for Nora Fold to go down and seal Hargrave on the block there.
It's her first team's third. So we get a few more substitutions here. Looking to inbound. Lobbed back up top. They'll bring it down. And I don't have number 21 on my roster. We'll have to bring out the book here and double check that one. And Cornette gets another steal. Cornette going the other way. Two on two. Puts it up off the iron. No good. Rebound brought in there by Kobe Marsden. Back across the timeline with Lofton, right wing side, driving in, turns around, gives it up now for Marsden. She'll put up a shot, no good. Rebound going to be knocked by Cornette off of our number 21, who we'll get that number in a moment. And it'll be a team defensive rebound for the Firebirds. We don't have a number 21 on the roster, so as soon as we have a runner available, we'll send him down to the scorer's table to find out who number 21 for Western Reserve Academy is. Or if you're watching and you know who that is, you have my phone number, feel free to text me. Across the timeline. They're going to go underneath, wide open underneath for two is Peyton Adams. I don't know how she got so open.
Well, that was a set play. That was a seal against the girl in the middle in that zone.
Could have parked a truck between her and the next defender. Going to kick it out on the right wing side. We'll reset back up top with Knockbar. She'll give it up into our mystery number 21. Trying to go up top. Contact. Ball still loose. Hargrave will end up taking it away. And now she'll be fouled. They're going to give that one to Malia Lofton.
Six turnovers for West Reserve in this first quarter so far, compared to two for Kettering.
That is Lofton's third team, or first foul, third team foul for the Pioneers. 12-4 the lead for Fairmont. So we cross the timeline, moving on that left wing side, driving in is Thornton. She'll back out, and we're going to get a foul call. That time it's going to go against Marsden.
Boy, that foul just saved Fairmont a turnover.
So Marsden picks up, like I said, her first team's fourth. So 2:23 to play in their first quarter. And the Firebirds back in the bonus already. Let's go back up top. Here's Bailey driving on that right wing side. Has Thornton. She'll drive the baseline. Makes one defender miss. Misses her shot, but an offensive board will be brought in by Hargrave. And then Western Reserve got a palm on that basketball. I was in the air to force the tie-up, but it stays with the Firebirds. Inbound underneath the Hargrave. She couldn't hold on to it, but out to grab it is Bailey. Bailey will reset the offense, driving right side, trying to throw it up, and she's going to get called for a walk as she ran into a double wall.
I mean, that's good. I mean, they just went and stood vertical there, so no movement, no way you can call a foul.
Now, if you're in the NFL, they might call that a wedge block.
Yeah, but that's true. A good one.
That ball knocked away, and ball's loose on the ground. We're going to have another tie-up. It'll stay with Western Reserve.
That ball, Western Reserve.
Under 2 minutes to play here, quarter number one. 12-4 the lead for Kettering Fairmont.
Yeah, Western Reserve's going to have to learn to not throw a ball over top, try to throw it over top, because Fairmont's got some really quick jumpers and with some vertical to them, too.
Avery Childress has also just checked in wearing number 12. You know, I just found where I've got them on my pronunciation sheet. We'll double check. We'll get all those numbers for you. Childress drives in, going to kick it out. Back up top now for Davis. She'll try a three. She got it.
Avery Davis for
two field goals for Western Reserve in this first quarter. They're both threes. Go up top on the left wing side. Now back out to Hargrave. Hargrave driving, loses the ball off her own foot and will go the other way. Just so everyone knows, Eva Barron is wearing number 21 for Western Reserve Academy. And again, wearing number 12 is Avery Childress. And whoa, we got a backcourt violation.
Yeah, if she didn't establish pivot on the back court as opposed to the front court where she left from.
So 1:12 to go. What is that? The seventh Western Reserve turnover?
Yep, compared to four for Kettering.
You get the ball into Bailey. Bailey looking to go left wing side. Hargrave through some contact, backs up, resets, lobs it inside, pass to the near side. Bailey driving in, going to try to knock it back outside. And we're going to get a three-second violation. That's the first time I've seen a three-second violation all season. 1985. And the seldom called three-second violation. I love it, though. That means the official's on it. Passes across the timeline. Childress going to kick it down to the corner. Three ball on the way, and Davis has another. She's got 6 of 10 points, and all of a sudden, it's a two-point contest. It's about a six-second difference between shot and game clock. They'll lob it underneath. That ball is tipped, brought in. Now on the right wing side, Thornton going to drive in, kicks it out. Three ball on the way, no good by Buskard. Rebound is going to be picked up by Bailey and now taken away. Actually, we'll give that one as a defensive rebound underneath. So give that one to Eva Barron wearing number 21, and it'll bring a timeout from Western Reserve Academy with 20 seconds. We'll take a look and be back right here on WKLM.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Well, don't let anyone ever tell you that my eyesight is perfect, because we have a scoring correction to give you. That last 3 point for Western Reserve was actually made by Nina Bilich. So I apologize, and Don, good job catching that one, because I would not have caught it until halftime.
Yeah, this gives Fairmont a chance to set up in that 1-2-2 press.
Get the ball in. Taryn Akbar back in the ball game, and now we're across the timeline. Here's Childress trying to kick it into the corner, but she'll lose the basketball. It'll be picked up by Buskard in the backcourt. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Bailey driving through, kicks it out. Hargrave going to take a shot at the buzzer, rims out, and then falls back in.
That's the shooter's touch right there.
Hargrave with 7 points, and that's how we end the first quarter. 14-10, the lead for Fairmont here on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Take a look at the first quarter numbers here, courtesy of Don Hall. Western Reserve was 3 of 5 for 60% from downtown. Kettering Fairmont 0 of 2. 0 of 4 from 2-point land for the Pioneers. Fairmont was 6 of 12 for 50%. Western Reserve 1 of 2 from the stripe. Kettering Fairmont 2 of 4, both 50%. We'll get back into the action here. They'll kick it out. Three ball on the way from Nico Cornett. She'll miss it. Rebound brought in underneath, and the putback is good. That was Bailey. She's getting pulled down. Throws up the hook shot and gets the score. Wide open underneath, putting it up and missing the shot. It just rolled out was Bilich. Offensive rebound and putback going to be good, though, from Barron. That's the first two-point field goal of the afternoon for Western Reserve Academy. Back up top now, here's Bailey working on a double team. Gonna get it inside. Thornton will take a free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound brought in again by Bilich. Stretch pass, Cornett with another steal. I could think of some NFL teams that might want her to play defensive back.
Yeah, I tell you what, she is just everywhere on the court.
Cornett has it, gonna give it up on the near side. Randall. Now here's Busker going to take the shot. No good. Thornton with the offensive board. The putback, no good, but a foul. She'll shoot two.
That's her second offensive rebound today.
Nakbar will pick up her first, team's first of the quarter.
As a matter of fact, I have Fairmont as having five offensive rebounds so far.
They've been on fire so far today. It's first attempt by Thornton's up and good. Get the ball for a second attempt after a couple substitutions here. Interesting strategy by Fairmont here. No one lined up in the formation as Thornton goes 2 of 2 from the stripe. Across the timeline, here's Lofton driving in, underhanded layup. She'll get the fall, and that'll bring a timeout from the Firebirds. We'll take it with them and be back on WKLM.
High school students, it's time. Buckeye Career Center's 2026-27 high school application is now available. If you're ready to explore hands-on learning, discover your future career path, or dive into a program you're passionate about, Buckeye Career Center is the place to start. And new this year, apply by January 16th to receive priority acceptance consideration. Submitting your application early gives you the best chance at securing your spot in the program you want. Don't wait. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to apply today.
Take a look at the Fairmont huddle here. They'll break it up, but like you said, Don, he saw something on that last play and right away called timeout.
I didn't think he liked that straight line drive that was given up by his team.
Cornette's across the timeline, looking to move on that left side. Bounce pass inside. It'll be knocked away, and it's last touch there by Randall. That's just a bad bounce there. You have it poked away, and you just get it knocked off your foot at the end line.
Yeah, that happens, unfortunately. Kettering's sixth turnover.
Here's Malia Lofton looking across the timeline now, kicking right wing side. As Davis going to lob it inside now for Fold. Going to kick it out. She'll lose the basketball. Hargrave underneath for Cornette. Back to Thornton. She'll lay it up for two.
Oh, wow. Great
pass. Tic-tac-toe.
Passer by Kayla Thornton.
20-14, 6 minutes to play until halftime. Lofton has it up top, going to give it up on that right wing side to Nakbar. Nakbar loses it. Thornton's one-on-one with Nakbar to the hoop. Jump fake, trying to give it underneath for Hargrave. She can't handle it. Now, unselfish play there. You could have seen Thornton try to go to the line there, but saw a teammate streaking in.
It's the right pass. It is, just needs to be just a little bit better pass.
I think she realized that as soon as the ball came out of her hand. We're across the timeline once again. Here's Eva Barron. She wants to drive in, turn, spin move on the block, throws it up. Might have been partially blocked or at least gone off the defender's hand. Hargrave got the rebound. She'll give it up across the timeline. Here's Peyton Adams. Now back to Hargrave on that left wing. Back on the near side. Too tall for Adams. And it'll go the other way.
I'll tell you what, that's what. Now the last four possessions, they have three turnovers for Kettering. That's not like them.
And that one's an unforced turnover as well. Just a high throw. Back up top. Here's Lofton. Gives it up to Nakbar. Nakbar on the pass for Barron. Barron, top of the key, kicking left wing side. Now underneath finds Davis. Davis puts it up, no good. A rebound going to be brought in there by Cornette. She'll be fouled underneath. And again, we've seen Cornette a couple times, but she's one of those players, no matter if it doesn't matter if she's hitting shots and getting the scoring column, she's always in there doing the right thing.
I'll guarantee you she has 3 to 4 steals right now.
We're across the timeline with Cornette once again. Bounce pass up top for Randall. Randall on the left wing for Hargrave, trying to come inside and find Adams. Adams has her shot blocked, and stepping on the line as she grabbed the rebound was Lofton, so we'll call that a offensive team rebound, I think. I think Lofton just made contact with the ball while her foot was on the line. It inbounded Thornton in the corner. Thornton dribbling down the baseline, tried to go up, misses the shot. Offensive rebound underneath Hargrave. She'll be fouled and go to the line and shoot two.
Hargrave, four rebounds today, three on the offensive end.
They're going to get Nockbar on her second, team's third of the quarter. Don't forget, coming up at halftime, Troy Fritz will be talking with one of our team's head coaches. It'll probably be the Fairmont head coach. The first attempt is up and in there for Hargrave. That's her first point of the quarter after finishing with seven in the first.
Take a good looking sophomore.
Both these teams playing pretty unselfish basketball. Hargrave, second attempt, puts it up. She'll go two for two. 22-14. Lofton's across the timeline. Dribbles to the near side, now right wing side. Drives in, lobs it underneath. Coming down with it is Fold. Going to kick it back out. Three ball on the way, nothing but net. Kobe Marsden has her first points of the day. The fourth Pioneer to hit a three. Quickly on the other side now. Hargrave has it. Bounce pass into Cornett. Underneath, trying to throw it up. There was Randall. She had the ball knocked out of her hands as she goes up. And will move the other way across the timeline with Lofton. Lofton driving in. No good. No, count the bucket. And oh, wow. One. I didn't think she got it off, but they'll count that bucket. And a chance for three the old-fashioned way for Lofton. And if she gets going, it could be trouble for the Firebirds.
I'll tell you what, very, very strong with the ball. Good-looking athlete. This will be her first attempt from the charity stripe today.
So Lofton at the line. Puts up the bonus shot. It is missed. Rebound brought in underneath by Adams. Adams going to send it across for Bailey. Bailey through contact. She'll go to the ground and called for a travel. And it looks like she's okay. She went for a wrist there at first, but I think she's okay.
Yeah.
Those are always the scary injuries in basketball. When a player comes down, they don't go for the leg. Once they go for the wrist, those can be just as scary as some of those non-contact injuries. Up top, here's Lofton. Backs up. Pass up top going on the left wing side now for Barron. Back to Lofton on the right wing. College range three from her. Nothing but net.
Boy, she's picking up her scoring right now.
All of a sudden, it's a 22-19 lead. Here's Hargrave on that left wing side. They go back up top for Bailey. Bailey gets out of the double team, finds Adams. Back to Bailey. Lobs inside, now going to go back to Hargrave. Hargrave takes a mid-range jumper. The bank open for her on that one.
Boy, beautiful shot. That's the way to use that backboard.
It's 24-22. They put it up on the wrong side of the scoreboard. They're 24-19, I should say. They back it out up top. Pass underneath. Turning around with it, putting the shot up, not getting the fall there was Fold. Rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by Western Reserve. Doesn't look like Kobe Morrison was happy with that call.
No, I don't believe so.
Maybe the score is 24-22. I might have missed a bucket somewhere. So we drive in, kicking left wing side. Onto the left wing, here's a three on the way. No good on the attempt from Hargrave. Offensive rebound was brought in by Bailey. She'll be tied up underneath after losing that basketball. And that'll give the ball back to Western Reserve.
That'll be a 10th turnover for Kettering today.
It must be 22. I gave them an extra basket somewhere else, it looked like, on my score sheet. 24-22. So we drive in, and Lofton going to be stripped of the basketball, but they're going to slap a foul on Bailey. That's her first, team second of the quarter. Look to lob it in. They'll get it in to Bilic. Bilic driving the baseline against Bailey. Had the ball stripped, and Hargrave comes away with it. Hargrave through some contact at midcourt, drives in, puts up the floater, no good. Rebound going to be brought in underneath. No, still loose. Bilic, no, correction once again. We're going to give that one to DeHose, I believe. Ball's loose on the ground, now picked up, and we'll see where the foul is.
Calling out on 21.
I believe they are. I'm going to correct myself on that last rebound as well. That was Nora Fold wearing number 25, not number 23. So we've got Troy Fritz getting the microphone ready, it sounds like. And we'll give the foul to Barron. Now a whistle and a timeout from Fairmont. We'll take it with them with just under 90 seconds to play here in the first half on WKLM.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
Coming up, we'll hear with Troy Fritz and one of our head coaches. Right now, he's down there talking with Anna Habra, the standout from Mason, going to play college ball at Ypsilanti for the Eastern Michigan Eagles.
Eastern Michigan's got a couple recruits down here that I've seen.
Yeah. If you've ever been to the Convocation Center in Ypsilanti, it's a fun little arena, too. I called a couple games in there in my college days.
Oh, nice.
Adam's
going to
dish it underneath. Wow. What a look there. Chloe Randall gets her first bucket. And that's one she's had some trouble holding onto the ball this afternoon, but she makes up for it with that one. 26-22. Driving in underneath, putting the shot up. No good, but a foul. And that is going to be an over-the-back against Peyton Adams, who will pick up her first, team's third.
Fairmont Valley 24, Chloe Randall.
As I said, they're going to give that to, they do correct it. I said Randall at first on the PA. It goes to Adams wearing number 23. Here's the first free throw attempt, and it's nothing but net there.
Is that Marsden? Yeah.
Yes, it is. I need to double check. You can see the two, but. Marsden gets the second attempt, puts it up. She'll miss that one. Rebound going to be brought in by Randall. Nico Cornett across the timeline now, looking on the left side, trying to stay out of a double team, almost had her pocket picked. She'll find Hargrave and give it back to Cornett. 20 seconds to shoot, now a foul going to be called. And unhappy with that call is Marsden. I think she just got a little bit of a body bump on that one. Man, that will send her to the line.
She did, but I mean, Cornett was triple team, so somebody, there's two girls, you know, on that Fairmont squad that weren't being guarded, so they need to come to the ball.
So Cornett at the line shooting too. First attempt is up, back iron, no good. Cornett gets the ball for her second attempt. Puts it up, and she'll get that one, her first point. Hard to believe that's her first point.
Yeah.
She's been all over the court today. Here's Malia Lofton across the timeline. Ball moves its way to the right wing side for Barron. Fake a pass to back up top, and now back to the near side for Childress. Childress going to give it up. Lofton thought about a three, now drives the baseline. Her floater is swatted out of bounds before it gets anywhere near the rim. And it'll land out of bounds. Last touch by the Firebirds. 14 seconds to shoot here for the Pioneers. Inbounded underneath. And now a foul called on the floor. They're going to get Randall in that one. She wrapped her up with that free arm. Now that will restart the shot clock. So shot clock's dead with 26 and a half. Ball lobbed up top for Lofton. She'll collect it out near midcourt. Gets the pass off. Here's Barron. 20 seconds to play until halftime. 27-23 the lead for Fairmont. Pass to that far side, brought in by Childress. Back up top, now to the near side for Lofton. Lofton wants to drive in. 8 seconds. Underhanded layup, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Randall. She'll give it up. Now Adams throws it across. Here's Nico Cornett for three, and the buzzer off the back iron. And that's how we end the first half of play. 27-23, the lead for Fairmont. We'll keep it right here. Troy Fritz, can you hear me, Troy? Who are you going to talk to here first?
I got you up there, Jake. We're going to talk to Western Reserve head coach Thomas Adams Wall.
Okay, so we'll wait for you to get that one. Then we'll have the Fairmont coach after halftime.
It's a battle down here, 27-23 at halftime. The Western Reserve's put up a good fight here so far. We'll get thoughts from Coach Thomas Adams Wall here in just a minute.
Well, Troy, while we wait on that, we saw Anna Habra talking with you down there. What'd she have to say?
Anna Habra, a four-time interview for me here at the Classic in the Country. She's been here every year. Headed to Eastern Michigan last year. She was just very thankful for her time here at Classic in the Country, and absolutely great ball player, delightful young lady. Very proud to have got to know her here, Jake.
Yeah, she's been a staple here the last couple of years. I think we've interviewed her since she was a freshman and now finishing up here at the Classic in the Country.
Yeah, 4 years in a row having Anna up there. She performs at a high level every time she comes here. That young lady's got a good motor. She can go.
I think we have a scoring issue as now. It looks like here's Coach Adams Wall.
Yep.
And, yep, we'll send it down to Troy now.
All right. Coach Adams Wall, thanks for joining us here at halftime. So I guess a very good Fairmont team here, down four. What's your game plan here going into the second half?
We got to do a better job of limiting turnovers. We got to finish in the paint. We didn't shoot well from the paint. I do think our defense is kind of keeping us in it. Throwing that zone at him has worked. He'll make some adjustments, I'm sure. We got to do the same thing.
So you've got a good height advantage inside. Do you look to go inside the second half?
Yeah, we got to get the ball inside. Yeah, we got to take more advantage of that and play a little inside-outside game for sure.
Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck in the second half. Back to you, Jake.
Thanks, Troy. We'll come back to you after halftime here on WKLM.
Stop in to Rody's IGA for great specials all week long. Whether it's in their deli, meat, or produce departments, you'll find what you need with an outstanding selection and hometown service. For a fresh arrangement of flowers, check out the Posey Pad Floral Shop. Then before you head out, sign up for a Rody's Rewards Card and get additional savings while you shop. That's Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
The other guy's insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey, Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently, decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
At Pomeranian Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomeranian brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tus Ross, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help managing a chronic condition, there's a Pomeranian provider nearby. Visit PomeranianHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomeranian Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local auto owner's insurance agent, Havrens Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Halftime here at the Reese Center as Western Reserve trails Fairmont 27-23. It was a 14-10 Fairmont lead after one. Each team scores 13 points in the second frame. And we are tied, or again, it's a 27-23 lead for Fairmont at halftime. Malia Lofton leading the way with 10 points for the Pioneers. Then after that, Kobe Marsden adds four, three each for Emery Davis and Nina Bilic, two for Eva Barron and one for Nora Fold. On the other side for Fairmont, they're paced by Janiyah Hargrave with 11 points, then 6 points by Kayla Thornton, 4 points for Peyton Adams, two each for Chloe Randall and Malia Bailey, and 1 point for Nico Cornett as well as Lena Buskard. And that takes us to our first half total of 27-23. Now with the first half team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Jake. From behind the arc, Western Reserve Academy 5-7, 71%. Kettering Fairmont 0-5. 2-point field goals, Western Reserve Academy 3-12, 25%. Kettering Fairmont 10-22 for 45%. From the charity stripe, Western Reserve Academy 2-5 for 40%. Kettering Fairmont 7-10 for 70%. Total rebounds, Western Reserve Academy 14, Kettering Fairmont with 18. Total turnovers in the first half, Western Reserve Academy 12, Kettering Fairmont 10.
You made it to halftime without one of those. As it looks like we've got Fairmont heading out of the locker room, and I see it, Troy. I see you, Troy. Now you got your cans on. You can hear me. It's all yours.
We are ready to go here. Standing here with head coach Jeremy Finn of Fairmont, and you're up here 4 points at halftime. This Western Reserve team's got a lot of height inside. Expect them to go inside this second half. What's your game plan here? What message do you give to your team, coach?
We've got to do a better job taking care of the basketball. We had 9 turnovers. A lot of it, like, we're waiting for a trap to come. They kind of dictated the second quarter a lot, so we've got to get back to doing what we do. We've got to force the action and then try to hunt the paint a little bit. So that's our goal, is to hunt the paint offensively, share the basketball, and then take care of it.
Absolutely. Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck in the second
Appreciate
half.
It. Thank you.
Back up to you, Jake.
Well, thanks, Troy. And I think Coach said it best of what we're kind of expecting. What do you think we're ready for in the second half, Don?
Well, I think you're going to see the same thing from Fairmont. They're going to be switching some defenses up. They're going to change it. They'll go full court with some press, and they'll take it back and just change to go from a man-to-man to a zone in the half-court set as well. But, I mean, that one thing that Western Reserve Academy is, he does want to get into the paint a little bit more and try to use his height as an advantage.
He has a 27-23 lead for Fairmont over Western Reserve Academy. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back with the second half next on WKLM.
Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows, and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Halftime, Fairmont leading Western Reserve 27-23 here at the Classic in the Country. Don't forget, we got another one that could be one of the best games of the tournament coming up next between Rush and Mount Notre Dame. Don and I will be on the call for that one, too. And after we scarf down our meal in between games, we'll be on with some pregame coverage. 27-23, the lead for Fairmont, and it will be Firebirds basketball coming out of halftime. And again, we talk about it. Nico Cornett, it might not show in the scoring column. She's been everywhere on the floor tonight.
I mean, to me, she looks like the ultimate point guard. And she really doesn't care if she scores. But I'll tell you what, defensively, she's just incredible. And she does a great job, too, of just facilitating the ball.
As we wait for the go-ahead, they'll put quarter number three on the scoreboard instead of number four. As they'll get it into Cornett, she'll move it right wing side, driving in, and they're going to wave off the shot for a travel as Thornton tried to get through the double team. And I think we've seen that more, that double team down on the baseline, because that baseline is where the Firebirds thrive for the first part of that first quarter.
Yeah, they do a good job of actually going down and stopping that with help defense.
Trying to get this one across. Ooh. And oh, that's a backcourt violation that... I don't know how that one got missed, but going on is Lofton. She's going to shoot two. You saw that one too,
I
right?
did as well.
Unless it was she never established in the forecourt?
I don't believe so. I think she knew it too.
So across the timeline, Cornett has it, going to get it inside. Here's a shot, no good on the attempt from Thornton. Rebound going to fall into the hands of Nora Fold. Back across the timeline, Lofton has it, going to hand it off. Here's Nachbar driving in, has her pocket picked again by Nico Cornett. Stretch pass down low and laying it up for two, Kayla Thornton.
Passed by Kayla Thornton.
29-25 the lead. So across the timeline once again, here's Nachbar driving in, going to kick it back up. Davis back to the left wing side. Lofton, college range, free, three for her. She'll knock down her third triple of the game.
Yeah, three for five from behind the arc today.
All of a sudden, it's a one-point ball game, 29-28. So we cross the timeline. Cornett has it up top. Now inside, trying to drive through. That one was Thornton. Kicks it back outside for Hargrave. Hargrave trying to get it inside. Finds Adams with the right hand. She'll lay it up for two.
Boy, good job of just sort of deciphering where to go inside that key.
Her first point since the first quarter. 31-28 the lead. Kicking it on the right wing side. Here's Davis going to kick it back on the left wing for Marsden. Marsden back outside. Lofton had to grab that ball. I think it might have been poked away for just a moment. And now here's Lofton on the right wing. Well, no, she'll shoot it from deep, and she'll shoot it there and drains it.
Wow.
We are tied at 31.
4-6. I'll tell you what, Kettering Fairmont's going to have to run her off that three-point line.
Driving in underneath there, Cornett somehow gets it to Adams. Count the bucket. And one. Adams strong through the challenge of the chance for three the old-fashioned way.
Yeah, I believe it's Cornett that threw that pass, too, to her. Nice assist there as well.
All over the court. Foul's going to be called against Nachbar, her third, team's first of the quarter. Adams' attempt is up. She got it. Adams having a sneaky good game. She's up to 9 points.
It is sneaky good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just don't realize she has 9 points.
Lofton across the timeline has her pocket picked. Great job there by Thornton, who's going to get it back from Cornett. She'll be hacked. She'll go to the line and shoot two. That's a frustration foul from Emery Davis.
Yeah, if Davis would have just went straight up, she probably would have got that block.
So she'll pick up her second, team second. I'll correct myself. That is Davis's third, team second. And at the line, shooting a pair, going to be Thornton. First attempt is up and good. Uh-oh. We had the shot clock buzzer stuck there for a second. You know, we like to say anything can happen at the Classic in the Country. That's one thing we don't want. Second attempt is up. Thornton goes 2 of 2. I'm trying to remember, was it the Carrier Dome 15 years ago that had the horn stuck on for a delay again?
I believe it was.
Right wing side, and now a foul. They're going to get Cornette on that one. It's no longer called the Carrier Dome, but you know, there's not a lot of college basketball arenas on my bucket list, but I think the Carrier Dome is one of them. Right wing side. And here's Barron. Going to dribble in, picks up her dribble, needs some help, now just throws it up. No good. Rebound brought in by Hargrave. She'll send it all the way down to Cornette. Cornette, one look pass, and she'll find a streaking to lay it in for two. She just had time to turn and then chucks that ball from over top of her head. What an assist. Down low, they're going to try to get it in again. Lofton trying to get it in underneath, finally finding Barron, who will miss the shot. Rebound brought in by Thornton. She has her pocket pick going the other way, though. Left wing side, there's Nockbar. Nockbar, she's going to drive in. Do they count the bucket? I think they do. Count the bucket and one for Nockbar that time.
A lot going on there, Jake, here in the last 30 seconds. I'm not even sure who got that last bucket for Kettering.
That was a last bucket for Kettering, I think I had as Thornton.
Okay.
Nockbar with a chance for three the old-fashioned way. The foul was called against Thornton. As Nockbar misses the bonus, now Thornton has the rebound. Across the timeline, going to kick it on the right wing side. Adams underneath through contact. I think she was trying to draw the foul, but went into a stationary object. What's the old conundrum? An unstoppable object or a force meets an unbreakable object?
Yeah, there's some kind of scientific theory there, buddy.
Where's Bill Pym when you need him? I'm sure Bill has that one. Immovable object, that's what it is. Now a foul, they're going to get Hargrave on it on the right wing. Going to get a text from Bill Pym on that one now, I think. It's great. We have the Hall of Famer Bill Pym with us on Saturday. The ball knocked away, and they're going to keep trying to throw it in. And we'll play on. Advantage being played as they'll... Thornton will get the pass down to Hargrave for two. 40-33. Talked about another good game. Hargrave's over the double-digit mark. Missed shot in the corner there by Marsden. Rebound by Thornton. They're going to try to lob it down low again for Hargrave. She can't pull that one in. It'll be a turnover.
14th turnover for Kettering today compared to 15 for Western Reserve.
Here comes Lofton. With 3:40 to play, quarter number three. She'll bring it across the timeline, gives a handoff. Now back to the far side, back up top for Barron. Into the corner, Lofton for three. She can't miss.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you have to run that girl off that three-point line. I'll tell you right now, that's what coach is going to say to them.
Timeout, 40-36 the lead for Kettering Fairmont here on WKLM.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply,
on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Fairmont ball out of the timeout. They'll get it back up for Hargrave. Inside for Thornton. Kicking left wing side. Here's Adams driving in. Adams trying to lob it underneath. Finds Thornton. She'll miss the shot. Offensive board. Put back no good by Randall, but a foul. She'll head to the line and shoot a pair.
Be for her first trip to the line today.
We'll see who they give that foul to. I think they might have signaled 11 for Billich. They do. That'll be her first. Team's third of the quarter. Front end is no good there from Chloe Randall. Again, we talked about early in this game, had some issues running into pressure down low and holding onto the ball, but her game has improved as it's gone on.
Oh, absolutely. And you can tell. I mean, it's just the confidence in her is just incredible right now.
Gets the ball for her second attempt. Puts it up. She'll miss them both. Rebound going to be Brown in there by Fold. She'll give it up for Malia Lofton across the timeline. Lofton working on the left wing side. Fakes the handoff. Now does give it to Childress. Childress almost lost the basketball working against Thornton. Might have gotten away with a little bit of a push off. Lofton has her shot blocked. Rebound brought in by Adams. She's going to throw it forward for Thornton. And it's a 3-on-1. Thornton underneath. Putting it up for two is going to be Randall. She had two options and she found the one that was more open.
That's textbook fast break right there.
Back across the timeline. Up top for Davis. Going to give it up on the right wing side. Lofton, we know she'll shoot it from anywhere. Trying to lob it inside. Now underneath, they find Davis. She'll miss the layup. Offensive board. And the putback no good by Billich, but she was fouled. She'll go shoot two. I don't think Randall was too happy with that call, but official right there to make it.
Yep.
Randall picks up her second. Team's fourth. So for the last 2:24 of the third quarter, the Pioneers will be in the bonus as Billich makes the front end.
Nina Billich at the line.
Now I'm going to check my scoring sheet again. Yeah, or my pronunciation sheet. It is Billich, according to what I was given by the Western Reserve coaching staff. Second attempt, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Randall. She'll give it up. Thornton's across the line. Finds Bailey. Haven't said her name a lot in this third quarter yet. We come inside. Back to Hargrave through traffic. Loses the basketball. It'll be tied up. And that'll give the ball back to the Pioneer. Oh.
Western Reserve.
That should be Western Reserve basketball.
Yeah, that'll be the 15th turnover for Kettering today.
Yes, and the officials do correct their mistake. I think the official looked at the wrong side of the board. Each team with 15 turnovers. About as even as you can get. And these are two teams you don't want to keep giving them extra possessions.
Right.
On the left wing side, Billich down into the corner. Here's Childress driving in through traffic, picked up the ball. Bailey's going to take it away. Gets it now, stuck in a double team. Gets the pass off to Thornton. Thornton, stretch pass down low on the left wing side. Hargrave for three. Rims out. Rebound going to be brought in underneath there by Buskard. She'll give it up. Thornton going to put it up. Count the bucket and one. They're going to give a block. Billich going to pick up the foul. Billich picks up her second. Thornton's at the line to shoot the bonus. 8 points for Thornton here in the third quarter.
The shot by Kayla Thornton is good. The line shooting one.
Makes the score 44-37. The attempt is up and good. She's perfect at the line this afternoon.
5 for 5.
90 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Lofton's across the timeline, going to give it up on that right wing side for Barron. Barron dribbles, had the ball poked away, and here comes Bailey one-on-one. Bailey lays it up, and she's got it. Bailey with 4 points. We've talked about her ball handling, but her defense has been great today, too.
Very, very good.
Right wing side. Here's Barron driving in, backs up, looking for some help. And now a timeout having to be called by Adams Wall. We'll take it with him and be back on WKLM.
School students, it's time. Buckeye Career Center's 2026-27 high school application is now available. If you're ready to explore hands-on learning, discover your future career path, or dive into a program you're passionate about, Buckeye Career Center is the place to start. And new this year, apply by January 16th to receive priority acceptance consideration. Submitting your application early gives you the best chance at securing your spot in the program you want. Don't wait. Visit BuckeyeCareerCenter.org to apply today.
If you can see your breath, it's time for winter tires. Bridgestone Blizzak and Firestone winter tires are specially designed to give you better grip and more control in winter's worst weather conditions. So don't let the cold, hard pavement, slush, snow, or ice keep you from where you need to go. Drive with confidence this winter with innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone winter tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. Available at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39 east of Millersburg.
A 10-point game, and if memory serves, this is nearing the largest lead of the ball game. I think it was 13 at one point. As Fairmont, here I'm correcting myself, Western Reserve Academy will have the ball out of the timeout. As Pioneers down to just one timeout. Davis to inbound this one. We'll get it into Lofton. Malia Lofton on that right wing side now with under a minute to play here in the quarter. Lofton. Right wing, backs up, kicks it down in the corner for Bilic. Bilic has her pass knocked away. It'll stay with Western Reserve Academy.
Yeah, really only one thing you can do, holding that ball above your head with two hands, and that's pass it.
Davis will look to inbound this one again. Gets it in, here's Lofton, right wing side, working against Bailey. Gives her a little bit of a shove. 6 seconds, and now a foul going to be called. And beyond the floor, Bailey picks up her second.
That's going to send
her to the line. Go ahead, Don.
Yeah, I mean, Lofton 0 for 1 from the line, but quick hands by Bailey. Must have been some contact down there.
So at the line, Malia Lofton, who's got, well, now will make it 13 points in the quarter.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, she's having a nice game today offensively.
Small for her second attempt, puts it up. She got them both, 18 points. And 14 of them in this quarter. That's not right. I had her for 10 in the first half. Something's off somewhere. It's either me or the scoreboard, and I don't think it's me. Back up top with Bailey. Going to lob it inside. Ball poked away. Bailey gets it back. What a move from her to keep it. Bounce pass underneath, putting it up off the back iron and getting two is Chloe Randall.
Boy, Randall's having a nice little game here in the second half.
Shot clock is dead. Davis has it. Going to give it up. Kicks it left wing side. Bilic faking the three. And now with the head fake, here's Barron off the rim. Rebound brought in by Marsden. Ball gets poked away out of bounds by Hargrave. It'll stay with Western Reserve in front of their own bench. Inbound the ball once again as Lofton checks right back in. Inbound it to Lofton. Clock hasn't started. Now it goes. Back up top. Here's a three on the way. No good by Davis. Hargrave with the rebound, and that'll take us to the end of the third. After three, a 10-point lead for Fairmont, 49-39. We'll take a timeout and be back on WKLM.
Stop in to Rody's IGA for great specials all week long. Whether it's in their deli, meat, or produce departments, you'll find what you need with an outstanding selection and hometown service. For a fresh arrangement of flowers, check out the Posey Path Floral Shop. Then before you head out, sign up for a Rody's Rewards Card and get additional savings while you shop. That's Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
The other guy's insurance, you got Kyle.
Hey Kyle, it's Brenda. I was just reading through your proposal and I have a few questions.
When we drafted up your proposal, we really aimed right down the middle.
Sometimes wonder if your insurance agent true priority is more time on the golf course.
At Hummel, we do insurance differently. Our expert advisors help you not only mitigate risk, but operate more efficiently. decrease employee turnover, and increase your bottom line.
Eight minutes left in this one, and it's still anyone's game. You know, Fairmont, they've come out, they've played a fantastic game today, but Western Reserve, Malia Lofton was on fire in that third quarter. She had three triples, and she can really give them back in here in a heartbeat. There's a reason this team was the prep school runner-up a season ago, Don.
Yeah, nice player, very nice player, and I tell you, she's carrying most of the offensive load for her team.
49-39, a 10-point lead. It'll be Fairmont basketball. It's inbound in the backcourt by Hargrave. She'll give it up, moving right wing side. That's Bailey. Bounce inside for Thornton. Back to Hargrave. Thought about a left wing three. She'll drive in now to reset, going right wing side for Bailey. Bailey back to the near side. Hargrave, high pass, able to knock it down to herself. Goes back up top. Thornton with 15 to shoot. Thornton, spinorama, throws up the floater. It's short. Rebound going to be brought in there by Davis. Davis going to be fouled. Thornton will pick up that foul. That'll be her third, team's first. She was trying to lobby for the tie-up, but
trying to get that jump ball.
Official's not going to take it. Don't forget, Brush in Mount Notre Dame. Head your way next year on WKLM.live and WKLMFM.com stream, too. So get it in the corner, Lofton trying to go back inside. Back to the top now as Knockbar turns around, goes inside, trying to find Barron. Barron has the ball stripped out, punches it out to Knockbar for a long two. That ball rims out, and now they're going to call Davis for a push on that rebound. Davis picks up her fourth.
Getting a little bit physical out there, I tell you. A lot of active hands.
You know, this might be my fault. I mentioned in the break to somebody else, you know, we haven't had a technical foul in the entire classic. So if one comes to be, I will take full responsibility on that broadcast.
That will be you.
And I apologize in advance. Back up top, Hargrave gets out of the double team, finds Randall. Randall gets it into the corner. Three ball, nothing but net. Kayla Thornton, her first triple of the ball game.
That's her first attempt, actually, of behind the arc today.
She has had a fantastic game today. It was almost overshadowed by Hargrave at first, but a great third quarter as Lofton's three's no good. Hargrave with the board. Now she's got a three on two the other way. She's going to take it to the rim. No good, but a foul called. Randall was right there to try to get the rebound, and we'll see who picks up that foul. That'll be the fourth on Knockbar.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Hargrave got that ball in transition. You talk about going down that court fast. Wow.
She is fast, and I don't have my media sheet on her readily available. The front attempt is good there from Hargrave. See if you got your book on you, Don? Let's take a look, see here. Second attempt is up and good as well. Back on the near side, Barron has it across the timeline. Now here's Knockbar. Pass back to the top. Back to Knockbar on the right wing. Driving through, and she's going to be called and blocked. I thought they were going to give her the offensive foul, and that was going to be her fifth there. And the official got a good look at it and is going to call it on Thornton instead. That'll be her fourth.
Yeah, five-point game here. I mean, this may end up being about free throw shooting contest before it's all said and done, with both teams with two fouls this quarter.
Ball's back in play, and now a late foul call.
I don't think the baseline official could see what happened right there, but the sideline official could.
That'll be Busker picking up her first, team second. That's why there's three officials out there.
Yep.
But you give the official closest a chance to call it first. Up top to Lofton. 6 minutes to play. Lofton going to put up another three. She rattles it through.
Wow. 6 for 10 from behind the arc today.
60% from three. You'll take that any day.
Any day.
Bailey's across the timeline. I think Fairmont, they're going to try to take as much time off the clock and keep possession now. Going to kick it over on the right wing side. Cornette's back in, going to drive through. Puts it up, no good. Rebound loose, or no, it's going to be brought in underneath there by Billich. Now the rebound is loose. And are we going to get a foul? No, we're going to get a tie-up. I thought we might have gotten a foul. As now we got a player down. That's Nachbar. She got ran into from behind. They're going to bring the trainer on, and we will take a timeout and be back here on WKLM.
At Pomerene Hospital, you're not just a number, you're their neighbor. From family care and women's health to more than 1,400 surgeries they perform each year. Pomerene brings reliable local health care to patients across Holmes, Tuscarawas, Coshocton, and Ashland counties. Whether it's a routine checkup or help manage any chronic condition, there's a Pomerene provider nearby. Visit PomereneHospital.org to get in, get seen, and get the care you deserve. Pomerene Hospital, caring for our community's health.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Contact your local Auto Owners Insurance agent, Hobron's Insurance Service, 170 South Clay Street in Millersburg. Call 1-800-340-3767.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today.
Your home is where life happens. At Keim, we believe every room tells a story, and it's time to make yours unforgettable. If you've been thinking about a remodel or making updates to your home, we're here to help turn your vision into reality. Keim Home Center has everything you need to update your spaces, and our experts are here to help you every step of the way. Visit our home center in Charm, Ohio. Your dream home is closer than you think. It's your home, reimagined.
Some call it overplanning. At Millersburg Electric, we call it foresight. Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Generac, it's not just a generator, it's a power move. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Give your home the protection it deserves with Cedar Max Super Polymer Insulated Siding from MRV Siding Supply. Cedar Max by Provia delivers outstanding performance inside and out, all in a variety of beautiful colors. Backed by a lifetime limited warranty, Cedar Max keeps your home looking great for years to come. Stop by MRV Siding Supply on County Road 624 in Millersburg or MRVSiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Well, Taryn Akbar was helped off the floor and back into the training room. We're not going to speculate on what her status could be, but our thoughts and prayers are with her after taking that injury. A turnover now, as here come the Firebirds. It's Cornett trying to take it to the hoop, puts it high off the glass, no good. Rebound brought in underneath by Russell. She'll put it back in for two more. She's had herself a sneaky game today as well. Across the timeline with Lofton, 5 minutes to play. Lost underneath, and Bailey, I think we're going to have another tie-up. I think I might have said Randall.
Yeah, you said Russell.
Randall instead of Russell. My apologies, gotcha. Folks.
Yeah, Randall is having a nice game here, especially in the second half.
59-42, the lead for Fairmont here over Western Reserve. They'll inbound the basketball. Bailey with it, going to send it down to the near side. Hargrave thought about a three, drives in, has her shot blocked. Coming up with the rebound that time was Fold. Across the timeline, Lofton wants to go coast to coast, throws it up over everything. Rebound is out, last touch by Adams. And now I think Lofton in a little bit of discomfort here, and it looked like Coach Thomas Adam Wall was asking about a potential foul if she got hit up high. Ball is knocked away by Cornett once again. Cornett up across the timeline. Driving in, kicks right wing side for Bailey. Bailey back to Cornett, thought about a free throw line jumper. Now she's going to back out and take some time off the clock. Hargrave on the left wing, back up top to Cornett. Cornett going to dribble, drives through, jump stop, kicks it out. Bailey going to try a three. Off the mark, rebound brought in underneath by Randall, and she's fouled.
But Randall again, I have her down for five rebounds as well.
And she might be going to the line to shoot two here. I'll see if they call that on the floor. They do call it on the floor. She didn't even get the chance to get the put back off as Fold picks up her second. Bounce inside. Hargrave puts it up. No good. Gets her own board. Creates some contact. Throws it up. No good, but a foul. She'll shoot two. As Fold picks up her third.
Third.
Team's fifth, and going to the line to shoot two is going to be Janaya Hargrave.
I have her five from six for six from the charity stripe so far today.
First attempt is up, and that one's nothing but net. It's a 57-42. As Fold going to check out. It's a ball for her second attempt, puts it up. Front iron, no good. Rebound going to be brought in underneath. I believe that was Barron. Barron across the timeline, driving in, working against Cornett, kicks it down in the corner. Billich going to try a three, got it. Her second triple of the game.
Shooting fairly well from behind the arc.
Here's Adams across the timeline, finds Cornett. Cornett backs out and will reset with Adams. Adams dribbles out of a double team, going to lob it for Bailey in the corner. Bailey back up top and no one home. Cornett going to get there first. Gets the pass off, but it'll be knocked away. One on none to the hoop, but from behind the block. Hargrave came in and knocks it away from Barron.
Very athletic move. I mean, just a phenomenal block to come in from behind and get that.
Three and a half to go in this one. Inside to Lofton. Lofton backs up in the corner, lobs it back up top, left wing side now for Davis. knocked inside, and it was taken, knocked away by Randall, taken away by Hargrave. She's going one on three to the hoop. Through contact, she'll get called for an offensive foul. Good job taking the charge there by Barron.
Yeah, I'm not sure Fairmont truly wanted that shot right there at that time.
No, but up 57-45, you know, you've got to – we talked about the speed of Hargrave all day. She thought she had a chance to steal an extra 2 points there. Well, gets called for the offensive foul. Across the timeline here is Lofton. Has a screen. Now going to kick it on the left wing side for Barron. Barron up top, gets it off. Driving through is Davis. Floater in the lane, no good, but a foul going to be called on Hargrave. She got her on the wrist.
Two consecutive fouls by Hargrave.
And she's got four. Each team with two players with four fouls, but I don't think, again, Knockbard picked up some fouls in this half, but our thoughts and prayers are with her. We're hoping she is okay after being down on the court for a while. First attempt is up and good there by Davis. Her first point since the first quarter.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Tara Knockbar was knocked out of the game as well for Kettering.
Second attempt is up and good. At least that I think it was Knockbar for Western Reserve.
That's who it was, yes. Bus card for Kettering.
Here's a shot from... Thornton, no good. Rebound is out of bounds. Last touch by Western Reserve. Adams going to look to inbound this one. Gets it in the corner. Here's Cornett for three. She got it. Nico Cornett just 4 points tonight, but she's stolen the ball, and I can't wait till we get our official stats. She might be close to 10 steals tonight. Kicked into the corner, three ball on the way. Bilic, no good. Rebound going to be brought in there by Hargrave. She'll get it down for Thornton, who puts it off the glass for two. Thornton's at the 20-point plateau. Driving the other way, here's the shot from Lofton, no good. Rebound by Thornton. Thornton for Cornett down the court. Cornett puts it up, can't get the roll. Rebound by Adams. She'll be fouled underneath. And Davis gonna pick up her fifth foul, I believe. And she will. Emery Davis's game will end 2 minutes and 5 seconds early.
Emery Davis, her fifth.
Adams currently 1-of-1 from behind the arc, or behind at the charity stripe today.
As it'll be Avery Childers, Childers checking in. Missed the first attempt. Second attempt is up and good there for Adams. 63-47, 2 minutes to play in this one, and you know, the score looks a little lopsided now. It doesn't indicate how good of a game this has been. It's been close. We've been tied three times. Three ball on the way, near side. No good from Barron. Rebound underneath by Thornton. Thornton across the timeline, picks it up, looking for Adams, going to lob it to her. She'll drive the left side of the baseline. Now kicks it out. She's got Cornett in the corner for three. Cornett no good. Rebound going to be brought in there by Marsden. Quickly going the other way. Lofton has her shot blocked, but a foul going to be called against Adams. And Don, I want to go back to that. 63-47. It shows this game is a lot closer than the score shows.
Absolutely. I mean, just blink of an eye, it was just a really super close game. I think 5 points not too long ago.
So at the line is Lofton, front end is up. She's had herself a game. Lofton came into this game averaging 16.2 and 3.7 assists. She's definitely surpassed the average points. She misses the second one. Rebound loose on the floor. Still loose. It'll be out of bounds. Last off the hands of Eva Barron. It'll be Firebird's ball with under 90 seconds to go. Cornette in the backcourt. Adams near side. Back to Cornette. Back to Adams. Now Cornette once again. Here's a three ball on the way. Nothing but net there from Thornton.
Two from behind the arc for Thornton.
Both here in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
And looks like we're going to get some substitutions. The ball poked away, but a foul going to be called. They'll get Cornette. Her third. ...66-48 the lead. At the line shooting two will be Eva Barron. She'll make the front end. She's got 3 points, and now five subs coming in for the Firebirds. And I believe we have all these on our rosters. We'll find out if they come. Second attempt, back iron, no good. Rebound going to be brought in by Georgia Von Handorf. And a whistle underneath. Ball's out. It'll stay with the Firebirds. Under a minute to play in this one as they get it into Peyton Patel. Patel going to be fouled. Kobe Marsden not happy with the call and will go to the other end and shoot two.
Somebody's going to get a chance to score some points.
Marsden's third and going to the line to shoot two, and I believe that is Peyton Patel. First attempt is up, back iron, no good. You know, I was waiting for this all day, and I'm not going to get a chance now. I was going to make some kind of trumpet joke when Cornette scored a bucket. I didn't get a chance to use it. Patel will get the second end, so I just wanted to put out there in the ether that I had something locked and loaded, but I never got a good chance to use it. Right wing side, here's Barron going to give it back up top. It'll be a backcourt violation as she tried to get it to Lofton. Lofton just not going to pick it up. She'll let the time roll off, and now it'll roll out of bounds and be an inbound pass.
21 turnovers for Western Reserve today.
Just a little more time comes off, about almost a two-second difference between shot clock and game clock here. It's lobbed in, ball's touched, and it'll be picked up by the Pioneers. Across the timeline was Barron. She gives it up. Three ball on the way. Lofton has another one.
Kalia Lofton for three.
Shot clock dead. Here's Patel with it in the backcourt. Patel across the timeline has it knocked out of bounds by Bilic. 16 and a half to play.
Now Western Reserve still playing extremely hard.
Don't forget Brush and Mount Notre Dame come your way next. As here's Cassidy Foster. She's just going to dribble out the clock in this one. Our final score, it's going to be Fairmont 67 and Western Reserve Academy 52. We'll just quickly wrap this one up. Huge win for Fairmont against a very good team from a national stage.
Yeah, very good. Good win. I mean, just a great game to watch. Played hard. Both teams played hard. Just a phenomenal atmosphere and phenomenal game.
We'll be back with Notre Dame and Brush coming your way next year on WKLM.